Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump delivered an historic message at the United Nations calling for world leaders to end religious persecution. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, during his historic speech at the Global Call to Protect Religious Freedom event at the United Nations, President Donald Trump stated today, with one clear voice, the United States of America calls upon the nations of the world to end religious persecution. This is historic because never before in the history of the United Nations has any president come forth and told the world that religious freedom, number one, comes from our Creator, comes from God, and that world leaders ought to end religious persecution. There were over 130 UN heads of state and delegations, as well as the UN Secretary General that attended this event, where Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary Mike Pompeo, and the International Ambassador on Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, were present.
Well, he's the first president to even convene a meeting on religious freedom at the UN.
Right.
So that's historic as well.
Very historic.
Yeah, and his quotes, it was unbelievable to hear it. The historical accuracy, something that people don't touch, a third rail, really. He says, the United States is founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government, they come from God.
Amen.
This immortal truth is proclaimed in our Declaration of Independence and enshrined in the First Amendment of our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Just amazing, amazing stuff.
Yeah, and as he goes on to say, our founders understood that no right is more fundamental to a peaceful, prosperous, and virtuous society than the right to follow one's religious convictions. Regrettably, he said, the religious freedom enjoyed by American citizens is rare in the world.
And, you know, he acknowledged that 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious freedom is either threatened, restricted, or banned. And it even surprised him. He's like, please go back and check that number. I can't believe it. But sadly, 80% is correct.
Yeah, he said, and sadly it was 80%. And, I mean, here we're talking about the President of the United States, and he's speaking to world leaders, governmental representatives, from various kinds of Muslim countries, China, other kinds of countries that are not Muslim, but where religious persecution and freedom of religion is ultimately at a very high level and ultimately thwarted.
This is a rhetorical question, Matt, but what is the number one religion that is persecuted around the world?
Well,
it's
Christianity.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
And the Jewish people,
and
number two.
And Jews historically have
historically,
been
thousands
persecuted
of years.
For thousands of years, going back thousands of years. And so here's the president using that platform, and he's elevating it to the highest level because he's there. He gets introduced by the Vice President, Mike Pence. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is there. And the International Ambassador for Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, is there. Members of the U.S. Commission on International Freedom were there as well. Members of the faith community. And like I said, over 130 heads of state and delegations were there. And they listened to the president. The speech is amazing. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website and you can read the speech, lc.org. We did a press release on it. And, of course, this speech was reported in certain Christian conservative media, but did you hear much about it in the mainstream media?
Of
you
course
didn't.
Not.
No. If you look at what's happening, the president, obviously, no one is perfect. No one's perfect, and that includes the president. But when you see what this president is doing with regards to religious freedom and life and so many other things, what you see out there is attempts to stop that and drown it out. I'm talking about, a lot of us have wonderful feelings about Ronald Reagan. He was a great communicator, and he did a lot of good in our country. But what he did, he never did this. He never addressed the United Nations, and we had persecution back then. Remember Ronald Reagan came into office? And remember on that inauguration day, what happened? Our hostages on that day were released on the day that he was inaugurated. Coming out of the Carter days, in which America went down to an abysmal level. Morale, patriotism were in the tanks. And we had people in hostage by the Muslims in the Middle Eastern countries, in other Iranian countries, in other Middle Eastern countries. And President Ronald Reagan certainly on that day, you know, the sun broke through. It was an amazing day. But he never did this. As much as he did, he never did this. President Donald Trump's the first president in American history to stand before world leaders, which includes China.
Yeah,
you remember, China. You remember when Hillary Clinton, as the Secretary of State, visited China under the Obama administration? When she went to China, she said zero about its human rights abuses. And back then, there was some articles written that when we step foot into a country like that, and especially on our first visit, and we say nothing about their human rights abuses, what do they do? What would China have done after that visit by Hillary Clinton? What they would have done is, well, they didn't chastise us. They didn't give us any sanctions. They didn't raise the issue. So those people, those individuals that are being held in the prisons, the pastors and the church members, the underground church and so forth, they get more persecution. This president has come full circle and addressed this issue head on to world leaders. This wasn't just a State of the Union address. It was to world leaders at the United Nations. I can't underestimate how important and historic that speech is.
You mentioned Hillary Clinton going over there, not saying a word about China's human rights violations. That reminds me of the great quote by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the pastor who fought against the Nazi Germans and worked to try to have Hitler assassinated. He says, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." And here was Donald Trump acting. He said in front of the UN, "Today, I ask all nations to join us in this urgent moral duty. We ask the governments of the world to honor the eternal right of every person to follow their conscience, live by their faith, and give glory to God." That's the president of the United States.
Well, you know, since he's taken office, I mean, he has proven to be the most pro-religious liberty president. And we have a list on our website of his accomplishments just since he's taken office.
It's no wonder why there is so much cacophony of voices to drown out what is happening in the White House and to oppress and to oppose what the president is doing. I mean, if this were some other president making this historic address, it would be front page news in all of the media that the president makes a historic address at the United Nations calling on world leaders to acknowledge religious freedom, to acknowledge that our freedom comes from God, and to end persecution and to join us in this urgent moral duty. We're talking about countries like China, Pakistan, Yemen, Iran, Saudi Arabia, others that ultimately, to a greater or lesser extent, have horrible human rights track records regarding, you know, all these countries around the world. And he is literally drawing a line in the sand and saying, this is where America stands. This is why America was founded. This is what our founders understood, that religious freedom is essential for peace, prosperity, and a virtuous society, and to acknowledge that we have the right to worship God, our Creator. I mean, it's amazing. It would be like you would almost be saying this on a campaign trail or in a church.
You know, and that's why
to the United Nations, it's historic.
Yeah. I know, and that's why it's so important that we pray for him, we support him, you know, as he takes these attacks, because he is standing for religious freedom.
Well, this is historic. We have the press release. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website. You can search it there on the front page. We have the Liberty Alerts. And on the Liberty Alert, you can go into the archive. This one was issued in September, so search for it. And you can download and read the entire speech. It is something amazing. I would encourage you to get it out to your friends, post it on social media. I would imagine a lot of your friends didn't even know or hear about this because not a peep from the so-called mainstream media. And it's really not mainstream, it's really the extreme media. That's how it's become. But we're going to keep you informed and we'll keep you involved. I encourage you to go to lc.org, sign up for our Liberty Alerts, our press releases there, and also our other emails to keep you not only informed, but to give you an avenue to respond, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.